Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Fernandez moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Yost reaches third base with a triple. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Williams reaches second base with a double. Serve moves to third. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serve scores. Williams scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berberet for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Chee-Tee strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a line drive towards first. Seaborn catches it and steps on first to double up Fernandez. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Bruce now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 3 in the game. Wise takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Chrisley now playing left field. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin is hit by the pitch. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamlin. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Hamlin steals third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 3 in the game. Bilko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.